Okay, guys, sorry we couldn't get a good-looking actor for this break, so we have Ryan Gosling instead.
Yeah.
What's up?
Good morning, Mr. Gosling.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, too.
Dude, you're really letting us down. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm sure she feels this same way, but I bet you felt pretty good working with Michelle Williams.
Yeah, it's like, you know, she like Michael Jordan.
How do you mean?
She's black?
How do you mean? How do you mean she's like Michael Jordan?
You know, it's like, you know, you feel like Scottie Pippen, and every time you give her the ball, she just puts it in the hoop.
Well, I will tell you, Ryan Gosling, my name is Kelly. It's so lovely to meet you via phone.
Hi, Kelly.
That I do want to promote your movie, Blue Valentine, but for the first time this morning, I discovered that you were invited to join the Backstreet Boys, and I am completely mesmerized because to my left is my Backstreet Boys shrine. How could you pass up the opportunity of a lifetime?
AJ yes, McLean invited them, right?
Yeah, that's what I read this morning.
It wasn't an official offer. It was just kind of, I think that guy, AJ, we used to play back, like, we lived in the same apartment complex.
No way.
And he kept telling me he was in this band called Backstreet Boys and how big they were going to be. And
whatever, dude.
I didn't really believe him.
Think how history could have been different. Yeah. It would have been Howie D in the Notebook. It'd be so weird.
So you obviously regret your decision.
Well, I'm just trying to move on, you know, live in the now.
Put it behind you.
Now, you obviously could sing. Do you have dance moves?
No, I can't sing. I don't have any of those.
So you're saying to be invited to be in a boy band, you don't have to sing?
He's being modest. He's a very talented musician. He's a jazz guitarist and pianist, and he's good.
And I saw you dancing on the Mickey Mouse Club a few years back.
You did not. You're lying. You just read that.
What the hell were you doing watching the Mickey Mouse
Club? He's lying.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
That's his show.
I'm looking you up on YouTube.
But it is quite a leap your career has taken. I mean, truly, did you envision this for yourself starting out, or did this just, are you one of those kind of go with the flow actors and see what happens?
Well, I never expected to be doing this, you know. When I was on Young Hercules and had a fake tan and in tight leather pants, I didn't imagine that I'd be doing interviews where I'm talking about my craft.
You could have been on Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it's that seemed more likely at the time.
Well, I'm glad it took this turn, although I do regret the Backstreet Boy blip.
I'm sorry about that. I just feel like I'm letting you guys down all
Let me down.
Today.
I've been reading a lot. I like to go to movies, and I like to read reviews of movies and then read interpretations of
movies. Oh, God, he's one of those annoying people that wants to discuss it after the fact.
I really do, yeah. And that's why I'm going to run to this one, because this director has done a really unique and unusual cinema trick here. Can you explain how the chronology of this movie and how it's shot?
Well, it takes place over the course of two time periods, and you know, it's you sort of follow this couple while they're meeting and falling in love, and then you're at the same time following them 6 years later when they have a kid and they're married, and they're sort of trying to find what happened to their love.
So we've got good Dean and bad Dean, and good Cindy and bad Cindy.
All right. I'll go with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, because let's face it, we all go into relationships, and especially marriage, with rose-colored glasses, thinking, oh my God, it's going to be just like this. And for a lot of people, there are bumps in the road, and this is that 6 years after is about that bump in the road, isn't it?
It tries to address this idea of happily ever after and kind of this movie concept of love. You know, most movies leave off when the characters get together, but they don't really delve into, well, how is it that you keep love alive? You know, what happens, why is it that you feel like you would die without somebody, but as soon as you have to share a bathroom with them, you want to kill each other?
Well, I think Hollywood is to blame for a lot of people having a false perception of what romance
is. Ryan Gosling is to blame.
Yeah, I mean, you have this false perception of what it's supposed to be like. You're supposed to leap into each other's arms and kiss in the rain and have sex in water. We know that's uncomfortable.
Even when you're 80.
So it's also important to show, like this movie does, this is what it can really be like, the not romantic part.
You know, I think it's important, you know, to acknowledge that those things exist and that they're going to be a part of a relationship. And, you know, if movies included those details more often, you might not be so off-put by them when they happen in life.
Yeah, the disillusionment, the disappointment, the eventual illness and infirmary, and then death. Yeah.
That pretty much sums it up.
That's my screenplay,
there
by the
go.
Way.
Wow, what a buzzkill.
And don't you think it's often, just not delving into your personal life whatsoever, but
why not?
Like, just a hypothetical.
Go to mine.
Don't you think it's easier for an actor to date an actress because you guys kind of all know it's all smoke and mirrors. And then if you try to date a common person, they're looking at the guy they saw in the movie, that romantic character, and you're nowhere near that, you know?
Is there pressure having done The Notebook and then actually being in a relationship?
You're a romantic icon at this point.
Well, I'm doing my best to expose the truth.
Well, actually, it's in the credits when it lists you. It says romantic icon Ryan Gosling.
You
actually,
can't help it.
I wrote that.
I'm Googling romantic icon right now, and your picture came up. Amazing.
Yeah, on Wikipedia, I've put my picture up there.
Awesome. So. Well, there's a site that I go to a lot as a movie fan. It's called RottenTomatoes.com. And it can be very harsh, even on good movies, because it takes all the critics' opinions and puts them into a score. And for this movie, Blue Valentine, it's the highest-ranking movie of the last 3 months and could be one of the highest-ranking movies of the whole year with 91% positive reviews.
Did you know that?
Yeah, sir.
I mean, for a movie like this, it's a little bit polarizing at times from the trailers and stuff that I've seen. For that to be so universally loved is really a credit to the work you guys have done.
Yeah, it's really... You know, I mean, it's so nice. You know, the director worked on this movie for 12 years.
Wow.
And I watched him through, well, four or five years of the process, and just how difficult it is to get a movie like this made, and, you know, how many sacrifices and compromises he had to make along the way to make it.
But, right.
And, you know, a lot of people would have liked to have seen him lose the film's objectivity and kind of pick a side, make it more, or have it have a... You know, a more obvious happy ending, but
yeah.
He comes from a documentary background, and he really wanted to leave the film in a place where the audience, you know, where it left, it was started a dialogue,
yeah.
Where it asked the audience what they thought happened.
The thing about it took so long to come to fruition. I mean, you look at movies like The Hurt Locker and Rocky and The Fighter, which is out right now.
Yeah.
They're ideas that have been, you know, they've been trying to get movies made, and that's how this one was. And it's so good to see that once it does come out. That it's so well accepted.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Can two straight guys go see this without
by themselves?
People?
No!
While sitting side by side, no empty chair between them?
Can two straight guys go see this movie without the empty chair?
Can two straight guys go see this movie without it? Yeah, I mean, what is this, the 50s? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of question is that?
All right,
let me give you another question then. Let's say, Ryan, you go into a public restroom and there are four urinals and there's somebody standing at urinal one and urinal four.
Uh-oh.
Which urinal would you use, two or three?
I mean, how bad do I have to go?
The movie is called Blue Valentine, and it will break your heart and hopefully... restore it all in the same 2 hours. Thanks so much for taking the time, Ryan.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
Ryan, we'd like to ask our guests how our interview ranked against all the others that they've done that day.
Top 10?
Yeah.
Just
number,
for today, not even for the year or anything.
What number interview are we today? How many have you done so far?
How many interviews have I done today, do you think?
10 or 12.
About 10 or 12.
It's good to be so high on the priority scale.
You know, so let's pretend it's 10. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where did we rank?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you
91%. 91%.
Oh, wow.
Like Rotten Tomatoes gave Blue Valentine. Very nice.
Unbelievable. Awesome.
The incredible Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Bye.